That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, it's Danielle. I'm going to, well, actually myself. It turns out we already did this topic of poisonous plants in a previous episode, but I recently had a birthday, which means I'm older and I'm forgetful, I guess. There's still a lot of funny, so just sit back and have fun. Don't worry your pretty little head about it and remain calm.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that can kill you.
Like falling through the ice, or DDT spray, or poisonous plants.
And the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like being accosted while volunteering, or too much hot chocolate, or Florida.
Ugh. Are we going to survive Florida?
I don't know if we are. I don't plan on going, so I don't think I need to. I don't see why.
I want to go to the Keys.
I mean, I would go if I were invited, but I wouldn't go out of my way to plan to go to Florida.
I'm going to try to talk you out of this, but okay. It's complicated because of politically, I don't want to give them my money.
Right.
But I also really want to go to the Keys. What am I going to do? You know what? While I think about that.
Listen to the theme song.
Yep.
Do it.
Ground is shaking under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Xanax ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive. Ooh, how to survive.
Ooh, how to survive.
Chello. Chillaxin.
Karen.
Hi.
Oh, you couldn't say chai?
Ah, I was right there.
Just don't say chai tea.
People get mad. But then I read a thing that actually there is a reason why you can say chai tea. Oh, because we're in America.
Yeah.
Fuck faces. And it's to us, it's a different thing.
I'm American, damn it.
No, apparently in India, well, this doesn't make any sense. But something I read said they only have one kind of tea. So chai is tea.
Yes.
Because they only have one kind. But how is that possible that India would only have one kind of tea? Is that possible?
No, that's not true. It just means tea. So if you say chai tea, you're just saying...
Right, but for us, it's a different thing. So yeah. It is appropriate.
Because, so, yeah.
Yeah. So screw it. Anyway.
We're fine.
Now I want chai tea.
It's good.
Hi. How was your trip? You took a little vacay.
I have a lot to say.
Uh-oh. You and the fam went to...
The fam went to June Lake... You know, a place that we love. We go there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful in the summer. Guess what? Also beautiful in the winter.
Great.
Now it's covered in snow.
Yes, your plan was to snowshoe.
Yes, my plan was to snowshoe, and I executed my plan.
Yes.
But not till the very end, because I had a migraine.
Oh, crap.
When we got there, that was kind of long and horrible.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But that's okay. It all worked out in the end.
So how long did the migraine last for?
Yeah, like 24 hours. So it was kind of hitting when we got there, you know, because it's like a four and a half hour drive. And then we ate there at the resort. Resort feels like it's really fancy.
Uh-huh.
Like that word to me just sounds like a place where you swim up and they hand you drinks.
Right.
That to me is the word resort.
They put a lei on you as soon as you walk through the doors.
Yes, it's not that kind of place. But now I'm going to sort of refute that by explaining some of the things they have. So we stayed. It has
a butler.
We did have our own butler and turned on service with, you know, warm chocolate chip cookies on our beds. No. So you stay in these cabins that are around a little pond.
Oh.
It's very charming. And then, you know, you're surrounded by these huge mountains that are covered in snow. Like, they look like those mountains from, you know, cans of Busch beer.
Yeah.
That's my only reference for snow-covered mountains. Of course, they would be on beer cans. Also, the resort has a bear. A real bear.
What?
Yeah. So when we were checking in, the guy's like, you know, here's, you know, we'll drop off wood for you every day. It's in the little closet. You know, there's like a little closet on your deck that has a door. We'll put it in there. You can make sure you put your trash out there, but close the door because, you know, we have a bear.
Uh-huh.
And he's shy. And I'm like, I'm glad he's shy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just look out for him. But he'll stay away from you. And like, it was just normal.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, very matter of fact.
Just a wild bear.
Yes, just a wild bear.
Wow.
Did you...
We did not see him.
Aww.
I was so sad. I had my backpack of rocks at the ready.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But we did not see him. I know the question everybody has right now is, how did Benjamin get hurt?
Yeah.
So I don't want to bury the... I'll just get right to it.
Sure.
So... He likes to go on his own, you know. He likes to go off with his thoughts of what he's going to cook, or, you know, what Pokemon cards he's going to, what he's going to kill, how he's going to kill a squirrel, or how he's going to gut some animal. So we had made it very clear, do not step a foot on the pond because it's frozen.
Oh.
The pond is frozen, but it's got like a big area that's kind of, you can tell it's not frozen, and that's where he's going to put his fishing pole in, right? Because his plan is to catch trout.
Okay.
You can fish in this pond, but it's catch and release.
Oh, okay.
It's all clearly stated right there at the pond. There's a big sign that's like, here's how you can catch the trout. You can only use flies. You can't use hooks. It's catch and release.
Okay.
He's already been talking to the guy at the lobby about if they have flies he can use, where he can get them, what store sells them. He's already mapping it all out, right? And so he's back and forth at the lobby constantly because they also have free hot chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like this place more and more.
But the guy makes the mistake of telling my kids, like while I'm in there with my kids, oh, yeah, come in anytime. We got as much hot chocolate as you want.
Oh,
and I'm like, my kids are never going to leave this fucking lobby.
Right.
They're going to just always be at the lobby. So at some point he tells his sister, I'm going to the lobby. And then we don't see him. Like, we're like, where's Benjamin? Oh, he walked to the lobby. But it's kind of been too long.
Uh-huh.
So we're all out looking for Benjamin. And all I can see is that hole in the ice.
Oh, my God.
And in my head, I'm just like, how long can they live? I know it shuts your body down when you're in the ice.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it seems like it's been too long. And so, of course, and Alex is like, are you worried? I'm like, nope, I'm not worried.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm like, he's dead in the ice. He's under the ice. So finally we find him back at the lodge and we're like, where were you? And he's like, well, I went to the lobby and then I walked a different way back. So we all just kind of missed him.
Oh, my God.
So then we say, listen, if you go somewhere, you have to tell an adult, one of us, not your sister.
Right.
And you have to stay to the path that you've shared with us.
Yeah.
It's not a big place, but it's also like 10 degrees out.
Oh, my God.
It's very cold.
Well, and you need the hot chocolate. Come on.
I know. He should just... It's a pond and there's a creek,
uh-huh,
which we know he's interested in.
Right.
And we know he'll just go off wherever.
He's probably going to try to find the bear and put his mouth in its head. His head in
his
mouth.
He probably will, just for the experience. So I have this migraine. I go lay down. I'm like, I cannot function anymore.
Right.
I have to just go in the quiet zone. And, you know, Alex is watching cartoons. I don't know, Sven's whatever he's doing.
Eating a popsicle.
He's in the bathroom eating a popsicle, secretly vaping and staring at his phone.
Oh, just like being at home.
Yes.
There's just like reason of being there.
No, just like being at home. We're all just doing what we do at home. And then I hear, I fell in the ice. And I'm just like, God damn it, I knew it. So I go out. He's soaked all the way up to his thighs. He was like, I just was walking, not even by the ice of the pond,
sure,
way around it.
But he was supposed to tell you if he left.
He told us he was going to the lobby.
Oh, okay.
But on his way back, decided to walk around the pond.
Okay.
Just to look.
Uh-huh.
And, but he got too close. And so the pond, you can see it's frozen, right? And yeah, then there's these big snow drifts around the edges.
Okay.
That like look like it's the edge, but apparently he's like, I'm going to walk on those edges. Oh. Not realizing that's part of the pond.
Holy shit.
So he crashes through right into the pond.
Oh my God.
Luckily only up, up to his thighs.
Yeah.
And then comes in like frozen up to his thighs. So I'm like pulling off his clothes, running a bath.
Oh my God, this kid.
I know. It's like every time he's trying to kill himself. And so we, you know, I get him in the water. I don't make it too hot because I'm like, what if that's, I don't want to put him into shock.
Yeah.
Trying to remember anything from an episode that we did.
No kidding. Is he like shivering?
He's not really. He's, he's, you can tell he's scared, but like he's not crying. He's just like, I'm so cold. But he seems fine.
Okay.
And, you know, my husband is just like, pissed. Yeah. He's like, I told you, you know, not you're gonna be in so much trouble, and we told you, and he's like, I didn't mean to, and it wasn't, and right, he's like, you were supposed to come straight back. So he's in the tub, and then, you know, he's like, you're gonna lose your iPad for a month, and I'm like, I mean, what does, and Alex is like, what's his punishment gonna be?
Oh, she's so excited. Now the vacation's fun for Alex.
Yeah, now she's like, this is good, I like this. He's fine. He's fine, yeah, but it was like...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right?
This kid.
I know.
I can understand not having any idea that the snow would be over water. I get that.
It looked... I mean, the pond's edge looked like the edge.
Right.
So I understand it, but I also feel like...
Of course he was supposed to do what you told him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He... I don't know if it's like... If we're the lesson for helicopter parents that they're like, what? Yep, we're doing it like we're supposed to... Or if,
right,
it, if it's just like some kids really just like to be adventurous and they're constantly going to get into trouble in a way. Or if we're just too lax. Like, I'm like, are we too lax? Are we supposed to be constantly?
No.
Because I think he wants to go off on his own.
The thing is, will he learn from this? That's my question. Like, did he listen to you the rest of the trip? Did he do what he was supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think they listened pretty well. But I think they're also both, like, they... don't mind risks in a way that I've...
I mean, I think, in a sense, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I wish I were more like that. I wish my kid was more like that.
I just never know when I'm supposed to
step in and be like... It must be very troublesome for you.
They were doing these sledding things down... Because, you know, the snowplows go in and they make these big hills, right?
Yeah.
All over the place that are, like, 20 feet high, but they're all, like... big, crumbly, like, bouncy hills that are hard and rocky.
Ooh, yeah.
And the kids got sleds from the general store and were just going down those hills. And it was like, bang, 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 down to the, like, down to the parking lot. And I was like, they're going to die. Like, the sleds, after six times down, the sleds were broken in pieces.
Yeah. When we went to Palm Springs and we went to that tram, the aerial tram.
Yeah.
When we went the more recent time, when Oliver, it was only like a year ago, and you would see the broken pieces all over the place.
Yeah.
So there are good sleds that aren't going to do that.
Yes.
And then there are the ones at the, yeah, at the store.
Those were the junky ones. I mean, right, we got better sleds the next day, so then they could go sled down this giant, steep monster hill that I really thought they were going to die on. But I was like... And it was completely empty because I was like, oh, good, it's because of the Super Bowl. But then I was like, is it actually because this hill is so dangerous that nobody right, lets their kids yeah, go there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm always kind of gauging, like, what's the level of risk and is it okay and am I being too...
Well, they're alive.
Yeah. No, I was like, all right, they didn't die, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that's how you found it. That's how you find out.
That's the gauge.
Chris, that's exactly yeah, what you do.
Okay.
Amazing.
So we all survived. Benji, maybe just barely, again, yet again.
What I'm picturing is, because you're saying there's like a small hole in the ice where you can fish.
Yes.
But I'm picturing the catch and release you fling it back in and it hits the ice. It just dies anyway.
Well, how was your weekend?
Fine. We had an early pickleball on Sundays. They had an extra session for people who wanted to watch the Super Bowl, which we did end up watching, and it was actually fun.
Yeah.
And then independently, Jimmy and I came up with the same thought, which was that when Oliver graduates and leaves the house,
yeah,
we're going to suddenly become avid football fans. and we're going to be like insane.
What's going to be your team? Who's going to be your team?
Well, apparently there are two Los Angeles teams, which I didn't realize, the Rams and the Chargers.
Okay. And that's news to me.
Yeah. And
which one are you guys going to decide?
I don't know.
What
I
if you guys pick different teams?
Oh, maybe. But we're going to, you know, we'll buy the full outfits. Mm-hmm. We're going to wear makeup. Oh, we're going to, you know, get the foam fingers.
It's going to be hard for me.
Our whole life is going to revolve around football. Oh. We're going to take the Metro. We're going to be those people in the Metro who are all dressed up.
Yes.
Going to
season ticket holders.
Yes. Yeah. Season ticket holders.
Yeah.
It was so funny. He said it and I'm like, I was literally thinking the same exact thing.
But as a goof? With that.
Yeah.
Not for real. Like
not
you were,
for real.
Yeah.
But like.
Football people.
But Oliver was like, I don't understand why.
And you guys are going to be hardcore tailgaters.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a truck just so you can tailgate.
That's right. What we'll do. You'll get one of those gas. Drink.
Oh, you know what you can do? You can get a, which is the truck that's all electric?
The Rivian? Well, the Cybertruck?
No, it's got to be like a Chevy or Ford because they're football people. Come on.
That's true, yeah, we're football people yeah. now.
One of them's all electric now. I think it's the Chevy Bronco or something. You can get it. Not, I don't know, but you can tailgate.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, I do kind of want to come to your tailgate parties because
yeah.
that sounds fun.
And Oliver was like, I don't understand. Why would you do this when we leave? I'm like, because we're going to have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone and we will have nothing to do. That's why.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think you're going to have a stand-up show called Empty Nesters.
Oh, God. That sounds horrible. We're just going to talk about how we have nothing to do.
I don't know yet. We got to figure out the show. Yeah.
First of all, also, there's no way that Jimmy's not allergic to that makeup for the I don't think he should have done that dream.
Yeah, I feel like he's allergic to the fabric that the clothes are made out of.
Yeah.
You know, it's that polyester yeah. stuff. Like, that's all that stuff that all of Benji's sports stuff is made out of. It goes through the laundry once and it's already terrible.
But you know, they have like cute outfits for women who are fans of sports now, like bedazzled shit.
It's all sexy. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
so I'm gonna be
like,
wearing
it
that.
Looks like football gear, but it's fit for a woman.
Right. It's all tight.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's for women who have implants.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Those people.
Well, you're going to have to get implants.
Done. Fine.
But make sure you get them like ridiculously large for your small frame.
Okay.
So like I want D's.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Right? You got to get D's.
All right. Can I put some of it in my ass?
And get some hair extensions.
That's one thing I don't think I'll ever need.
Well, I want it to be like crazy long.
Okay. Okay.
And like real big. And I love this for you guys.
Jimmy the other day was, he always, like when he describes my hair, he puts his hands out real wide. So he thinks my hair is like really, really full. And I'm like, he's like, you need to get it cut because it's like big. And I said, I don't think you understand. You married a Jewish person.
Mm-hmm.
My hair is not silky smooth. It will be the day after I wash it or 2 days after I wash it. But the day, and then I said, you know what? It's not really the Jewish thing. It's so much. It's having gray hair.
Because it gets all like wiry.
Because it's wiry now.
Same. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Go marry a blonde. Like
Sven has this. So does Benji. It kills. That's why the cat always only wants to groom Benjamin and Sven. Because it's like silky, like corn
yes.
silk.
Yeah.
And I have this hair that's like frizzy and puffy.
Yeah.
But not, it never would be silky. Unless, like, I went to a salon
yes.
and they did a blowout and they
right.
put a bunch of oils in
right.
it. And then it would also look kind of greasy.
Yes.
And have, like holes in it almost. Like, where you could... It wouldn't look good. So it's always, like, somewhere between puffy, frizzy
right.
and, like, wiry where it's
yes.
gray now. So
Exactly.
It's never been good.
Are we ready to get into our topic?
Well, have we exhausted hair talk?
I think so.
I don't know. Garen?
There's always more.
Okay, let's get into our topic.
All right, today we're going to learn how to survive poisonous plants.
I hope so.
Poisonous plants cause the most allergic reactions to the skin, affecting as many as 50 million Americans each year.
The most?
That's what it said.
Over what?
other allergens, I guess.
Oh, like Gatorade laced with
Yeah.
With poison?
Yeah. No, no, from other allergens.
What, like pollen?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I think. Unless they consider pollen a plant. I don't think so. According to the American Skin Association.
Well, they would know.
I, you know what? I thought the American Skin Association was something much dirtier. They used to be, and then they decided to clean up their act. They were now like, they're all about allergies.
They were like, you know what? There's enough dirty stuff out there.
Let's, yeah, they, it's called rebranding, Chris.
Let's get legit.
Yeah. Okay, University of Alabama at Birmingham Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine Walter Schrading, MD, says it is important. It is important people are able to identify poisonous plants, prevent an allergic reaction, and treat skin irritations after contact. Identification of poisonous plants. The three most common types of poisonous plants are poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac.
Oh, I don't, I never can tell these apart.
No, I probably won't help you today.
You have all the information, though.
Yeah, true.
It's literally your one job.
Okay, I guess. I will help you a little bit. All three plants produce the same resin called urushiol, who was great at the halftime show.
Ah, I missed it.
Which helps the plant retain water. The colorless resin exists on the stems and leaves of these plants, causing toxic effects within 24 to 48 hours of coming in contact with skin.
Oh, so they're literally the same, really. They're just different leaves, but they have the same poison.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so interesting.
Poison ivy is a three-leaf plant that is found on the East Coast in moist, shady areas. It is a vine plant that often grows up trees.
Wait, we don't have it here?
Well, similarly, poison oak is a three-leaf plant found on the West Coast.
Oh, so it's just called the other thing.
I don't know. I always thought they were they are two different things. But you're right. I've always heard people talk about poison ivy here. So I'm not sure.
That's so interesting. Because Sven has always said, oh, they're the same thing. But when we've been out, he's really good at identifying.
Uh-huh.
He'll say, watch out, that's poison ivy. Watch out, that's poison ivy. I think he says poison ivy. But it sounds like it's actually poison oak over here.
That's what they say. In these parts. And some southern states growing in shrubs. The plant may have clusters of green, yellow, or white berries on the vine-like plant.
Okay.
Poison sumac is found in wet, marshy regions around riverbanks and looks like a small tree or shrub, sometimes growing 15 feet tall or more. The stem has 7 to 13 smooth oval leaves that are arranged in pairs. Well, 7 and 13 are not even three. Numbers.
And those aren't three either.
No, no, no. The
leaves of three, let them be.
No, 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 no. The leaves are in the... Okay. Okay, hold on a second. I'm about to get to them. The adage, leaves of three, let me be, is a good one to stick by. When working in the yard or exploring outdoor... Well, that's just the sumac. The sumac is the one that has 7 to 13 smooth oval leaves.
For the southern states. For those of you in the southern states, the sumac has more leaves.
It doesn't say anything about southern states.
Oh, I thought you said
that's sumac. Poison oak.
Wait, I thought poison oak was in the west.
And in the southern states.
Oh,
got it. Some southern states.
I'm sorry.
All right. When working in the yard or
exploring... I'm going to develop my listening skills better.
...outdoors, it is important to be aware of your surroundings and the plants that you come in contact with. Virginia creeper is often mistaken for poison ivy. The imposter plant looks like poison ivy, but has five leaves.
Okay.
Often the two plants grow together. Although it is not an allergenic as poison ivy, raphides... The sap of Virginia creeper can cause skin irritation and blisters in sensitive people when it punctures the skin. So my thought is just avoid all of them.
All plants.
No, but all these ones that look similar. Yes. Poison ivy and
don't rub your face on
Virginia creeper.
Because you're like, I'm pretty sure this isn't that.
Right. Okay. The severity of the rash will depend on the person and his or her allergic reaction. There is a group of patients who have a genetic predisposition to an extreme reaction based on their heredity.
Oh, heredity.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Do we know what it is? What heredity? Is it like Northern European descent? Or
I don't know if it means, I didn't take it as, I thought it meant genetic.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Genetic and hereditary aren't the same. Hereditary has to do with like your ethnicity?
Heritability, I guess.
I don't know. That's an good, interesting question.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would think about it as like you're from your family, but I don't know if it means specifically like
your family, or the greater,
like your family's from Ireland.
That's
a really good point.
I don't know.
I'm not quite sure on that.
Contact dermatitis is the skin rash caused from exposure to poisonous plants. It is a red linear rash that burns or itches, and oddly enough, some symptoms might not occur until 10 to 14 days after contact.
That's so long.
It's really long.
I would have thought it would have been fairly quick.
Yeah. Severe symptoms will include some bubbles forming on the skin, swelling around the contact dermatitis, skin leaks.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And skin crusts.
Skin leaks?
Yep.
So like, okay.
Typically, the extremities, legs and arms, come in contact with urushiol. The rash can spread to areas that may not have been exposed due to touching the plant, like touching or scratching the ears, nose, etc. If the resin is on clothing, it can be transferred if bare skin comes in contact with the clothing item.
Oh, no.
Pets can also transfer the resin from the plant to humans. It rarely affects pets as their fur acts as a protective barrier.
Huh.
If a dog brushes up against the plant, then you pet the dog.
Oh, you're F-U-C-K-E-D.
You come in contact with urushiol and could have an allergic reaction.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You might get into this anyway, but I couldn't help but think when you mentioned berries, that what if somebody ate those berries? Would they get it poison ivy inside their throats?
Oh, because the bear... Maybe somebody
would mistake them for edible berries, though, or just be dumb. Like a kid, you know, sometimes kids are like, berries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're poison in a way that would just make them sick, like throwing up.
Right.
Or if it would actually, if like you could actually get sort of like a rash on the inside in a way.
Oh, yuck. Any person working outdoors is at risk of exposure to poisonous plants such as poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac. When in contact with the skin, the sap oil of these plants... Okay, wait, that's basically what I already called. Oh, wait. Ah.
Yes.
Burning these poisonous plants produces smoke that, when inhaled, can cause lung irritation. So don't burn them.
Wouldn't think of it. But that's a really good tip.
Yeah. Okay. More than 85% of the population will have some type of allergic reaction when their skin comes in contact with urushiol. 10 to 15% of those people will have a severe reaction to the poisonous plants. When people have contact dermatitis, they tend to scratch the rash, damaging the skin. Mm. This becomes a vicious cycle and keeps the skin from healing fully. If you are exposed to a poisonous plant, immediately rinse skin with rubbing alcohol, poison plant wash, or degreasing soap, such as dishwashing soap, or detergent, and lots of water.
Huh.
Rinse frequently so the wash solutions do not dry on the skin and further spread the urushiol.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Scrub under nails with a brush. You might forget about that. Apply wet compresses, calamine lotion, or hydrocortisone cream to the skin to reduce itching and blistering. Oatmeal baths may relieve itching. And antihistamine may help relieve itching. Use a tropical cortisol steroid I already said that.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I'm assuming you had poison ivy or poison oak when you were a kid. I had it a bunch. Did you?
I think I must have, yeah.
We only just used calamine lotion because, mm-hmm. I mean, the internet didn't exist. So I don't think we would, unless it was like we had, you know, a grandparent that was like, you got to put some Dawn on it first. Yeah. But we, you know, like... We wouldn't have known. I think that's a really good tip to use the certain degreasing stuff.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't have known that at all.
Do you remember having it? Was it really painful?
I don't remember being painful. I remember being so itchy.
Did it happen all the time?
Not all the time, but definitely a lot. Because I mean, we just played outdoors all the time, and you know, in parks that had woods and in outdoors. And I had it in. I think I got it as an adult too. Just like. At some point.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of it on our property now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that we have to figure out how to deal with. We got rid of some of it, but like, well, I'll let you go and then I'll tell you something interesting about this.
Okay. Aluminum acetate paired with a cool compress provides relief during the blistering stage. Soaking for 15 to 20 minutes in an oatmeal bath can soothe the itching. See, I got information from two different sources, so sometimes it kind of overlaps a little bit. If the allergic reaction spreads to a lot of the body and swelling of the face and eyes is experienced, a physician can prescribe an oral steroid to help promote healing. Seek medical treatment if the allergic reaction is on the face, as cortisol may not be safe to put on the face. If severe cases or if the rash is on the face or genitals, seek professional medical attention. Okay. And obviously call 911 if you have trouble breathing or any other severe reaction.
Yeah, I guess you could have like anaphylactic shock from it, right? Like a
That's what I was saying when you mentioned swelling. Yes. Protect yourself. This is what you should do ahead of time. Okay. Wear long sleeves, long pants, boots, and gloves. Sorry. Wash exposed clothing separately in hot water with detergent. Barrier skin cream such as lotion containing bentoquatum may offer some protections. After use, clean tools with rubbing alcohol or soap and lots of water. Urushiol can remain active on the surface of objects for up to, any guess?
4 days.
3 months.
5 years.
5 years? Wow. That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Wear disposable gloves during this process. Do not burn plants or brush piles that may contain poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac. Inhaling smoke from burning plants can cause respiratory problems, like I said. Okay, now I'm going to talk about a different kind. Those are the three most common plants.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about a different plant that you may have heard a little something about called hemlock.
Ooh.
Poison hemlock is a highly toxic plant that's a member of the carrot family.
Oh.
It's commonly mistaken for wild carrot, wild parsnip, or wild parsley. This can lead you to accidentally eat it. Every part of the hemlock plant is poisonous, including the seeds, root, stem, leaves, and fruit. It can be fatal if ingested. Ancient Greeks used poison hemlock to execute criminals or political prisoners. The most famous example of this is the execution of Socrates. Poison hemlock resembles Queen Anne's lace. Settlers brought the pretty plant to the United States from Europe as a garden plant. Today, it grows throughout every region of the U.S. It grows along fences, roadsides, and ditches, and in marshes, meadows, and other low-lying areas. If you have eaten this poisonous plant, call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. Hemlock poisoning can cause severe symptoms within 15 minutes of ingestion. Poison hemlock identification can be difficult because it resembles other plants. The plant has a white root and a hollow stem with purple splotches. Hemlock can grow 2 to 10 feet tall. It has small white flowers with petals that grow in an umbrella-shaped cluster.
Oh, sounds pretty.
It's pretty. Each flower develops into a green ribbed fruit that contains seeds. After it matures, the fruits turn grayish-brown, and the leaves of the plant look like parsley, like we said. Poison hemlock isn't like poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac. You usually won't get a rash from touching it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, hemlock is only poisonous if ingested.
Okay.
However, you should still be careful when handling poison hemlock. In people with sensitive skin, dermatitis can develop. In very rare instances, hemlock poisoning can occur after the toxins enter your bloodstream. They can enter your bloodstream through a cut through your eyes or nose.
So don't stick the plant in your eyeball.
Try not to do that.
It's hard for me. I like to stick plants in my eyeballs.
Yeah. If you have a cut through your eye, I think you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, like what are you doing out walking around in the forest looking for hemlock?
On a patch.
Yeah. Why don't you rest? Listen to a podcast. Just lay down and listen to our podcast.
Exactly. Hemlock poisoning symptoms can occur almost immediately after eating a poison hemlock plant. The symptoms may include sweating, vomiting, dilated pupils, excess salivation, or dry mouth.
Which one?
Rapid heartbeat, high blood pressure, restlessness or confusion, muscle weakness and muscle twitches, tremors and seizures. In more severe cases, hemlock poisoning can cause delayed complications such as slow heartbeat, low blood pressure, muscle paralysis, muscle breakdown, and muscle death.
Muscle death.
That's the name of that mountain your kids ran down.
Muscle death.
Muffled buff. And kidney failure. And central nervous system depression. The plant contains several toxic compounds called alkaloids. These alkaloids slowly poison your neuromuscular junctions, which send messages from your nerves to your muscle fibers. The poisoning can cause your breathing muscles to fail.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. When your breathing muscles fail, you can go into respiratory failure and die.
I mean, I think I want to. If my breathing muscles are failing, then goodbye.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there isn't an antidote
for
hemlock poisoning. So,
should we just get rid of hemlock?
Yeah, it can be difficult to treat. Your provider will treat you based on your symptoms and the severity of your condition. Treatment may include mechanical ventilation, anti-seizure medication, hemodialysis for renal failure, your kidneys, digestive system cleanse to rid of the toxin, and intravenous fluids to prevent dehydration and provide nutrition. After flushing the toxin out of your system, you may continue to have seizures and other symptoms for several days.
Oh my God, do you think I ate hemlock when I was a child?
Because of the seizures?
Yeah.
I think that must be it.
That's
your
problem.
Mom just let you play outside. You ate hemlock.
I
think that's what happened.
That's what happened. Guys, we figured it out.
All right. Are you ready for a story?
Please.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I really couldn't find a modern day story. So I guess that's good.
That is good news.
So we're going back to ancient Greece.
Oh, I love it.
Socrates was widely hated in Athens, mainly because he regularly embarrassed people by making them appear ignorant and foolish.
Oh, what a
sounds
snoot.
Like my kind of guy.
He was always correcting their grammar.
Yeah. He was also, listen to this. I don't know anything about Socrates. I have to admit, I've never studied philosophy. So
anything I studied in college, I've already forgotten.
Yeah. He was also an outspoken critic of democracy.
Ooh.
Which sounds like a lot of people nowadays.
Yeah.
Which Athenians cherished. And he was associated with some members of the 30 tyrants who briefly overthrew Athens' democratic government.
He would have been like a January 6er?
Yeah, he's a J6er.
Oh, geez.
Except Socrates. For like his costume was just like what they wore every day. he was arguably guilty of the crimes with which he was charged.
Okay.
Impiety and corrupting the youth, because he did reject the city's gods and he did inspire disrespect for authority among his youthful followers, though that was not his intention.
Hmm.
That all sounds so familiar, doesn't it? After a trial brought on by sensational charges of corrupting the youth and religious impiety, Socrates is sentenced to death by the Athenian dicasts, a random jury of peers.
Dickheads?
Dickheads.
Is that what you're trying
dickheads,
to say?
Dickheads. January 6th, dickheads. He is one of the most notable portrayals. His is one of the most notable portrayals of historic execution by poisoning described in Plato's Phaedo. Plato, I guess, recounted everything. So a lot of this we get from Plato. As Plato recounts, Socrates is administered the Athenian state prison in wine by a physician poisoner. The physician poisoner instructs Socrates to walk until he feels difficulty. This was a common practice used to spread the travel of the poison to the heart.
He gets to drink it through wine?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Not bad.
Look, you're going to take a stroll through these olive groves. You're going to drink a chalice of wine.
Right.
Then you're not going to really be able to walk.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's what wine does.
That's how it's going to work. It sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. As the poison begins to take effect, numbing his feet and legs, Socrates lays down on the nearby lounge. The deadening of his body traveling up from his feet brings his death. After his final breath, the physician poisoner closes his eyes. Broadly, it seems that poisoning was a culturally congruous affair in ancient Greece. This is suggested chiefly by the existence of the Athenian state poison. The poison was used specifically for capital punishment. In addition to Socrates, several other famous Athenians were also executed using this poison. Symptoms progress through stimulation and into depression. The victim experiences nausea and vomiting, excessive salivation and sweating, abdominal pain, tachycardia, ataxia, tremor, headache, dizziness, muscle fasciculations, and tremors, then hypotension and bradycardia. Couldn't they just stab him? Depression of the central nervous system, muscular weakness and or paralysis, respiratory distress and arrest, and coma.
That doesn't sound like an easy way to die.
A lethal human dose is between 5 and 8 grams of leaves.
How do you want to be executed?
Such a good question. Definitely not gun. What is it called?
Firing range?
Firing squad.
Execution by firing
squad?
Yeah,
definitely not that.
Okay.
The
you can pick anything.
I know, I'm just thinking.
It doesn't have to be just the things they do.
I guess poisoning.
Okay.
But I don't know. This sounds pretty bad. But I don't know. Sometimes the electric chair doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're
right. No, that sounds too brutal.
It's too brutal. What about you?
I guess lethal injection?
Lethal injection.
It seems to be the least painful.
I hope it can be like just propofol.
No, but sometimes that doesn't work
either.
I know. Yeah, they don't use the electric chair anymore. What am I talking about?
Yeah, they do.
In Texas?
Why did they just try to get brought back?
Someone didn't die, and then they try to kill them again. Is that what you're talking about?
No, some state, like Florida or Texas.
Was it firing squad?
It was something
that was insane.
Weird.
A different way, a different method?
Yeah.
What was that? But there was some guy who didn't die from, I can't remember now if it was lethal injection or, I think it was lethal injection.
Yeah.
He didn't die. It just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's this like respite of, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's horrible.
We should not do it.
No, we shouldn't do it.
Wow. That's pretty fascinating.
Didn't mean to harsh everyone's buzz.
No, I'm the one that was like, how do you want to be executed? I think I harshed everyone's buzz.
All right. Well, stay safe during the break. Don't eat any poisoned
hemlock. I'm going to go pick some hemlock for a little, put a little vase of hemlock.
Apparently it's everywhere.
Sounds like it.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is sweet.
Why is it so weird?
No, I'm just used to leaning into the... I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Jesus.
I'll do it.
Go sit on Garen's lap if it's such a problem.
No.
Welcome back.
Sorry, our guest is kvetching about his microphone situation. besides that, how is everybody?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, well, in the first half of the show, we talked about how to survive poison plants. And now we're going to talk about how to survive growing up in Plantation, Florida. See
nice.
How I did it there? With Wayne
Smooth.
Fetterman.
Thank you. Thank
Welcome,
you.
Welcome, Wayne.
I this is not a how to survive. This is just I survived.
That's kind of a how to.
Is that okay? Is that enough?
It's just a loosely themed show.
Okay,
we already told people how to survive something real.
Right, okay.
There doesn't need to be a recipe or anything.
Okay.
You know Wayne is a comic and an actor and a writer.
He's a Renaissance man.
He is.
Self-described.
Self-described. Well, but that's because he came in with big flouncy pants.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, use deodorant and go to the bathroom outside.
Right, that's right.
I'm a Renaissance man.
I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because you know him from Step Brothers and Curb Your Enthusiasm, but are you on this season of Curb?
No.
This last season?
But thank you for bringing that up.
Well,
that feels good.
You know what?
Anything else that I'm not on
best
you want to bring up?
Were you on any of the versions of Fargo? Any of them?
No, there's so many. I know.
There wasn't a one. Were you in any Super Bowl commercials
this
year?
Guys, no.
But you would recognize, Wayne from a lot of commercials.
And lots of shows, lots of stuff.
Yes. And
he's all over the place.
Yes. And he actually wrote a book called The History of Stand-Up, From Mark Twain to Dave Chappelle.
Correct.
And you also produced... Recently,
the George Carlin documentary on HBO and a Bob Newhart.
That's the one
Don
I was
Rickles.
Thinking of.
Oh, you saw that one?
Of course.
Yeah.
We saw the Bob Newhart one.
Yeah,
with Don Rickles. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
I didn't know there was the other one that you just mentioned.
George Carlin. I have an Emmy Award from that.
Oh.
There's an Emmy Award in the house.
Did you bring it?
No.
That's too bad.
It's not even displayed, really.
Why?
It's too shiny.
You know,
when you see it, it's
shiny?
It's quite.
Yeah.
And let me tell you where it will never be.
On your door as a doorstop?
No. It will never be behind me on a Zoom meeting.
Oh, good
That's
call.
Good. You know where Kate Winslet keeps her Oscar?
In the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
So that people can practice speeches in the mirror.
That's
cute. Maybe put it in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It's probably really full of germs.
Well, I didn't say, like, stick it in the toilet.
I'm just saying people go to the bathroom. They don't always wash their hands, and they're immediately picking up her right. Emmy, or her Oscar, rather. Oscar.
I feel like you looked at me when you said that.
That's just trash cans. Wayne, we're very excited to have you here.
I'm thrilled to be here. I was excited driving over. Yeah. I was right on time.
You were.
He felt good.
He wanted a lot of praise for being right on time. Apparently, we did not give enough to him.
Thank you for being on time.
I'm a needy.
So just on your sleeve. It's funny. I never think of you as a person from Florida, but that is right? where you grew
and
up.
And why is that? Do I have a different?
You seem more
East Coast.
Well, I think you seem more.
Florida's in the
East. I mean, but like Upper East.
Oh, well, Upper East Coast.
More, I would say
like the
Connecticut.
More
like
urban.
The Acela, what's it called? Corridor? Do you know the Acela?
No.
Corridor?
No.
Oh,
what
wow.
is that?
You guys.
What?
That's the train that runs like between Washington and Boston, but it's like super fast.
Yeah, I
don't. Amtrak train.
I'm not elite enough to know that kind of stuff.
No.
But I would have placed you in like a New Hampshire. I would say you're from New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
You seem more. Yeah. Nice. You seem kind of.
Well, you're not far off.
Money.
Sophisticated, maybe.
Money? Yeah. You think I come from money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's just because you're Jewish. She thinks you come from money.
No, I just. His vibe.
You have a vibe.
You
really?
Have a vibe. Yeah.
I love it.
But you are actually from, you were born and raised in Florida.
No. I grew up in Maryland.
Okay.
In a place called Montgomery County, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay.
And then moved for my last year of elementary and all through what they call middle school.
Yes.
And
yes.
high school in Florida. So it's those 6 years.
Why such a dramatic move? Why did your parents?
Well, this is a little off track. Do you mind talking
about
mind it?
It?
Do you
no,
mind?
I want. I love things that go off track.
This is off Martin Luther King's assassination is the reason we moved.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
your parents thought they were next?
They were very extremely neurotic Jewish parents.
First him, then first, us. How long before we
Right. Let's get out of here and get to Florida. No, my parents had a drugstore, my dad, in Washington, D.C., which is right on the border of Silver Spring. And April 4th, 1968, obviously, the assassination, and there was these huge riots, and they burned down that whole neighborhood, including the drugstore.
Wow.
And so he wanted to go back and, you know, go back, but he couldn't get, like, insurance. Like, he couldn't. And so
that's crazy.
But here's the thing. Okay. His buddy from pharmaceuticals college was like, dude, I'm down here in Florida, and it's a gold mine. Like,
there's a lot of old people, right? Who need drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
The government's paying for it. It's every day more people are moving down here.
Oh.
Come on down.
Oh.
So
that was an excellent tangent.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how I ended up in Plantation, a place called Plantation, Florida.
I can't. Is it still? What is a it name. Still called that?
Of course. Oh, that's not moving. That is
really
incredibly
badly named.
Wow. That's amazing.
Might be the most racially insensitive
right?
name. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're
right.
changing all the sports teams, but they're like, no, we'll stick with Plantation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. So you moved there last year of grade school, which I'm guessing is like sixth grade or fifth grade.
Right, the end of fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then, for sixth grade, I started there and then left Florida right after I graduated. So it was those 6 years
that I survived.
Yes. Very formative, though, fragile kind of years.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No question. Yeah.
So what was it like?
Well, it was weird. It's again, I don't want it to be like I'm trashing Plantation because I still have friends that live there and all of that. And it was just looking back. Let me give you an example of the first thing that was different from Maryland.
Okay.
One was there's a battle going on in Florida at that time between human beings and mosquitoes.
Oh. Okay.
Like, that was a big thing. Like, is this even inhabitable? What's down here?
It's super
tropical. And, you know, so, and even when I was a kid, there was like, I got some swampland in Florida to sell you was like the way to rip someone off.
Yes. It wasn't as the place to go as it is now. Well, what part of Florida can I ask?
This
are you down way south? Are you in the middle? Or are you kind of?
It's way south, not Miami, but it's called Broward County. It's right above Dade County. And so it was like they built up the beaches.
Yes.
Like everyone was like, oh, we'll go down there for the beaches and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And then they added horse racing, which made people want to go down there during the winter.
Okay.
And then plantation is they started building more the western part of Fort Lauderdale, the western part. So that's what plantation.
Okay. And there are, you've got like crocodiles, alligator, like the whole swampy, Everglady kind of tropical. That's where you are.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So the first thing is, I don't know, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
The crazy battle between human beings and mosquitoes to the point where they would have these trucks drive around the neighborhood spewing white smoke.
The clouds.
With DDT. You've seen that.
I've seen it in movies.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, that's my life.
Oh,
that's
my God.
I just saw it in a movie, and I can't remember what it was, but it was like largely black areas. So I don't know what city it was, but yeah. That's crazy. So you'd just be standing there, and then here
it's even worse. As kids.
Yeah.
On bicycles.
No.
And skateboards behind it, like.
Running through it.
Yeah, running through it was the funnest thing to do in the world.
You were like, cancer! Yay!
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Florida. Welcome to Florida. I'm not lying.
Yeah,
like,
I believe you.
Literally, like, blocks and blocks. So fun. Like, I couldn't believe it.
No parents are saying, maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
The thing that kills living creatures, maybe shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And, of course, DDT gets banned a couple years later,
we just missed DDT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you.
Oh, I got it.
You got it. You were like one generation from working in factories. Right. The DDT, and we just missed the DDT.
It was literally like the Industrial Revolution was driving down the street.
Christ.
It was just crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So that was the first like.
So were you happy for this move or were you like.
I was happy for the move. I liked Maryland.
Okay.
Another thing was I would say it was maybe two grade levels above where they were academically.
Oh wow. Oh wow, that's fascinating.
So that was interesting.
Yeah. You're now, like, this is all easy.
Yeah, this was very now did I continue to stay two? No. I took it easy and let everyone catch up.
Okay. And they didn't say
there was no like
you should skip
track.
Or,
yeah,
okay.
No. There was nothing like this. So
that's okay.
And then so that was so this is all different. This is all different. And, you know, just looking back again, I don't want to do the normal, like, Gen X, like, we drank from a hose. Right. You know, there was no seatbelts and all of that kind of, you know, that kind of thing. So, but specifically for Plantation, Florida, was that was the first thing. Then, obviously, there's no real winter.
Right.
So you're just outdoors all the time, which I loved.
Yeah.
Never wore sunscreen. Never thought of it. That wasn't a thing.
Did it even exist?
Here's the thing. It was like you wanted to get, this was the expression, and I remember it to this day. Not sunburn. No one to get sunburn because that was painful.
Sure.
You wanted to get some color.
Some color.
Yes.
Yep. That was the expression. Yes.
Put that baby oil
on. Get some color.
Yeah.
Get some color. My sister literally had the reflector. I'm holding reflectors under my neck right now for those
he
listening.
He brought one in. Just the story.
It's weird because it's.
We cut a hole for the sun so you could get.
You could just get the whole idea.
He requested a skylight. We had to have one put in.
Then another thing was I learned, again, people had boats down there and things like that. So we would ski on something called the 84 Canal, which was called the New River, which was that went from like plantation all the way to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these, and in those canals, of course, like you were saying, gators.
Oh my
like
God.
We would ski.
You're water skiing.
With the gator, which gives you a lot of incentive not to fall.
Oh my God.
You get good at water skiing so fast.
You get really good.
Yeah. Like, do you see them as you're skiing?
Well, you would usually, the only thing you would really see is kind of their eye, you know, when they would pop up because they were mainly underwater. But you would see them along the side and we were just like, oh, there's gators. No one said anything. No parent was like, not a one sign, danger, alligators.
And you're not, you know, you're literally disrupting their
habitat. House.
Couldn't be making them angrier.
With motors and noise and, okay.
This is the plantation life.
I love it.
84 Canal.
Wild.
I'll never forget it. And,
it sounds like fun.
It was a blast. So I go to Plantation Park Elementary School, and then, by the way, in something called, this was different than Maryland again, a portable. If I said portable, would that mean anything to you?
I'm guessing that means a bathroom.
To me, it means a toilet.
Yeah, see, interesting. All right. It's actually a portable classroom.
Oh. Okay.
It's basically a double-wide trailer that's made into a classroom. Could, because Plantation was booming. Florida was booming at
yes.
this time. It's, you know, and so... So, sixth grade, all during sixth grade, I'm in a portable, but no air conditioning.
No, in Florida.
How?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Kids just passing out everywhere.
We were allowed to wear shorts, and it was intense. It was intense.
Wow.
Just like I just remembered, like sweat onto the papers.
Was the whole school portables?
No, the whole school is not portable. There was, I think, five new portables for the overflow of the new
California
kids. And it was mainly the new kids who were coming from New Jersey.
Get to the portable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but there was an air-conditioned school, Plantation
right.
Park
yeah.
Elementary, that we would go in there for music,
uh-huh.
to
sure.
eat lunch.
Couldn't wait for those classes.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, portable. So, the huge
no
fan. There was a huge fan, so you could barely hear the teeth, Miss Wright. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And then when I get to South Plantation High School.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I went to a middle school called Seminole Middle School, which mm-hmm. is named after
right.
the Native Americans
right, yes.
that were there, and they would have rodeos and things like that.
Like at recess?
No. I'm sorry. I meant the Indian. We called
Seminole
them Indians. The Seminole Indians.
Yeah.
I was just saying because we were kind of cohabitating with them. They're one of the five, what's it called?
Tribes?
Five, no, it's, yeah, it's
Nations.
Five.
Nations, he's right. No.
It's not five. It's the five civilized tribes. There was five of them.
Okay.
Seminole. Anyway,
yes.
So they were very much like, oh, we're going to have to live with these people that are yep. coming here. So so we knew them, and we had this school called Seminole Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a big – and here's different than Maryland. They had this bizarre idea that it was good to not have classrooms.
Okay.
Physical classrooms. It was literally just two big rooms that were kind of divided by blackboards.
Are you serious?
Let me see how I would describe it. It would be like ever been to like a convention center?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It was like that.
So it's like you're going to Comic-Con, but it's
yes.
great. It's middle school.
It's awesome.
Okay. That sounds really not conducive to learning.
No.
Very
so loud.
Very, yeah. Again, a hum that was all.
Oh, my God. Was it air conditioned?
Yes, it was air conditioned.
Okay.
brand new school. So Seminole Middle, we had that, but we also had corporal punishment. So
Oh, my God.
At one point, I could get, they would whack what they call, they'd paddle the students. We called them whacks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember why you got paddled?
I don't. You know, my friend Tim and I. Wait, hold on. I have to clear my throat.
Sure.
This is me.
It's okay.
No, my friend Tim and I. I don't know why. We're just messing around or something.
And yeah.
But the thing is, like, I had a very strict thing at my house because I got hit with the belt and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so your parents were okay.
So they were like, "Do you want us to tell your parents, or do you want to get what?" I was like, "Just do the wax. What would be worse at home? It would be worse at home." And then I went to South Plantation High School, which was a new high school. Again, there was Plantation High School already there.
Yes.
Okay.
And now they had to build a whole new high school.
Oh, wow. Two high schools.
Yeah, two
South
high
Plantation.
Schools. So South Plantation.
Yes.
And the joke I do is like, I'm from the less progressive part of a place called Plantation.
Right. It's
I'm from
south.
The south. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like gilding the lily.
Yeah,
south
yeah,
Plantation.
Yeah,
we get
yeah,
it. We get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to the- So you get it.
Right.
So, but what they had there, which was interesting, and I don't know, I'd be curious to find out, was smoking sections for the kids.
You've talked about this.
Yes.
So
in Ohio, they had this.
Yeah, so it's not, I guess it's not
it was,
a flirt.
It was out by the time I got to high school, it was out. But my brothers, who are 5 and 7 years older, they had the courtyard. So our high school had a courtyard sort of in the middle of
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
And they could go out during lunch and smoke.
It's so funny.
The teenager,
to me.
I mean, in high school.
They was encouraged. It was.
They were allowed.
It was not in any way frowned upon.
Dissuaded, right.
Not at all. It was not at all.
Because I felt like the teachers were also smoking in their lounge and things
all
like that.
All the teachers smoked.
Yeah. It was not like, oh, this is something we shouldn't be. You can't do it everywhere, but definitely.
It's so funny.
But by the time, late 80s, early 90s, by the time I was there, they were like, no, this is not a, now it's starting to be frowned upon.
So that was my high school, uh-huh. South Plantation High School. And one of the jobs I had was working construction for my friend Chris DeVoisin was his name.
Good
name.
His
dad had building houses. And so I would install sprinkler systems, summer kind of job. But one of the things I had to do, just thinking about it, and I looked it up, it still exists today, is something called etch a driveway. Do you know what that, if I said the words etch a driveway?
No.
Not sketch.
No, I get that one.
My guess is.
Yeah, let me hear.
Creating something in it so that it has traction to it. Like scratching into it so there's traction.
That's what it sounds like to me also. I think, again, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they would do the concrete driveways and then myself, a 15-year-old, 14-year-old Wayne Fetterman, no mask, no goggles, no crazy shoe, would pour muriatic acid all over the driveway.
Oh.
It had to bubble up. That was the thing. And that, I think, allowed you to maybe seal the driveway later on, is my guess.
Okay. You didn't know what you were doing.
No, all I know is I'm like pouring acid.
You were just in constant danger.
I know, this is what I'm saying.
How does he not have an oxygen tank?
I don't know.
It's a miracle. Again, it's a miracle that I don't have like 30 cases of skin cancer. And breathing it in,
Did you go to Camp Lejeune? I feel like maybe you were also there.
You might have a number you can call.
Yeah. This was all my Florida. This was all Plantation, Florida. And no one said anything.
Did you ever years later talk to your parents and say, isn't that weird that this, and this? No.
No. Because the honest truth is I really like living in
growing
up. Mm-hmm. I got out of there as soon as I graduated. Yeah. But it was fun. It was swimming. It was fun. And also, in a bigger sense, I feel like I sort of found my passions and purpose in life that continued to this podcast.
Interesting.
Show business. I really got into theater and I started doing, this is embarrassing, ventriloquism in high school.
That's really cool. So that's where you found it in that
environment. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful that I grew up there. Oh, by the way, another part of that construction job, has nothing to do with safety really, but so we would come in at the end after all the real crews would, but there'd be a lot of like extra wood. We would take all of that out. We'd put decals on the sliding. There was a lot of sliding glass.
Yes.
Yeah. Florida. Yeah. That was like a big thing.
Sure.
So you had to put a decal at 6 feet, the thing, so people wouldn't walk in.
And so the birds don't crash into it.
Or maybe the birds do. Yeah. But it was mainly so people would.
Okay.
So people wouldn't. And then, so we did that sweep up. And with the extra wood, we just put it in a pile, pour on gasoline.
Oh, my God.
That is the absolute
By the way, I'm also imagining you wearing flip-flops this whole time.
No sunblock,
no
flip-flops.
Just pour on some gasoline, light it on fire. Okay, we took care of that.
I feel like our podcast could also be called What Happened to Earth?
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so.
That's great. I love it. I love all of it. So did you ever go back? Did your parents still live there after you?
They did because I had a younger brother and sister went to that, they went to a similar school over there. And it was really,
How far off did you go for school, if you don't mind me asking? Like, did you?
NYU.
Okay, so you went.
I really left.
As much as possible.
Yeah, I liked it, but it was nowhere near what I wanted to do what I was interested in. And it was kind of, now that I'm just thinking about it, I know this is off topic a little bit, just those years, speaking of brackish, in New York, this kid from Florida. You know what I mean? It was like it took me a while to just kind of figure out.
Another culture shock.
Yeah. I was sure. Yeah. I was just like a yokel kid wearing, you know, polyester.
Flip flops.
Like, yeah, it was just thick.
Oh my
obviously
God.
Skin damage. Yes.
Why is the boy so brown?
My graduation from high school, just as again, I survived this.
Yeah.
Was at, I don't think you're gonna know this word. It's called fronton. If I said the word fronton.
No.
No.
Would anyone know what a fronton is? That's where I graduated, in a fronton.
No.
I have no idea what that means.
I would think that was like something served on a plate, like a hush puppy.
Yeah.
Like, do you want hush puppies or frontons with that?
Oh, I see. Yeah. You can dip it in mustard. Yeah. The frontons are great like that. Yeah.
No.
It is. There's a sport, a gambling sport called Hi-Li.
I've heard of Hi-Li.
Okay.
Do you know Hi-Li?
I don't know what it is, but I've heard the word.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a gambling sport. They built these frontons, and that's where it was played, in a fronton. So it was basically this.
What is a fronton? Is it like an open air?
No, it's an enclosed, indoors, but it has, it's like a theater. It's kind of like a theater, but there's, instead of a stage, there's this huge, there's a net, and then behind the net are like these, basically people from Spain or something like that, or Argentina, playing this game where you whip a ball against the wall. It's basically
that's what Hi-Li is?
A huge handball court.
Okay, okay.
That's the way I would describe it.
Okay.
With a huge handball. But instead of your hands, you have these wicked things that can whip the ball like 150 miles an hour. They used to say it was the fastest game in the world because the ball moved faster.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Apparently a golf ball goes faster than a Hi-Li ball, so they had to, I think, get rid of that.
Okay.
So anyway, deadly too
if you get hit with one.
So it was a gambling thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a gambling den. So they had them in Florida. They had them in Connecticut for a little bit. There was no – we didn't have an auditorium at South Plantation High School for graduation. So,
we had something. School.
We did have something called a cafetorium. That's where we did the plays. It was the cafeteria where we could – okay.
Right.
So we would go to the Dania Hi-Li Fronton to graduate high school. And literally, I mean, this is a place where degenerate people go in the afternoon
to gamble.
So there's like a betting board. There's like the Quinella, the Daily Double. Okay, this is a perfect way to start my life.
Yes.
Just like in the most degenerate area of, it might as well have been at a prostitution
house. Did
they
at least clean those people out for your graduation? Or are they in the audience?
But it still had that, you know, you could smoke. It had that sad smell. Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
That smell.
That is terrible.
So that's where we graduated from the fronton.
Love it. Wild.
And then, yeah, that's
good stuff.
So that's how I survived. And I survived all that. I mean, I never.
And thrived
a little bit.
I mean, you know, I think it's good to have a little adversity.
Yeah.
Makes you stronger.
The old air conditioning. God, there was something else, but I can't remember what it is.
I graduated at the Music Center.
You did?
She did.
You did?
Yeah.
Downtown?
Yes.
What?
I went to an arts high school, so we graduated at the Music Center.
Little different than a front.
Little different. And then,
because I've noticed some high schools are like, they do the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, Oliver School does the Greek theater.
The Greek.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, I'm so excited for that. I mean, not for the traffic, but.
I don't even want my kids to get that. I'm like, you get a fronton.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Yeah, let's give you a little bit of tough times.
The friggin' fronton.
Oh, my God. Wayne, this was fantastic.
So funny.
Thank you. I survived that all.
You really did. But you loved it.
I did at the time.
It's so funny. You don't think about it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, my friend, here's my final little thing. My friend Jim Harwell, who was in plays with me, his family had an alligator farm. Okay. So one day I went out there like, hey, do you want to come to the farm? We'll work on this. So it was called Gator World.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God,
right
I
outside.
Love it.
Yeah, it's called Gator World. And, you know, just a bunch of gators. So. But to start the day, I would cut up chicken, put it in baggies, sell it for $3 for people to feed the gators.
This is a famous place.
No, this was pretty.
It's a different
there
gator
was a
world.
Number of.
Okay.
There was a gator land. There was a thing.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay.
The Native Americans had. It was like.
Okay.
It was pretty easy to get gators together.
Okay.
It was lousy with gators.
Yeah. Yes. We were. Yeah. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
But again, just thinking back, like, to get the food to, like, feed the gators, not the, you know, for the tourists.
Right.
We had to, like, walk through where they are. No fence, nothing.
Oh, my God.
I go, Jim, I go, is this safe? He goes, you just walk like you don't care.
Oh,
jeez. Like
they can
there.
Smell your fear.
How could they not? Every dog that I've ever been to smells my fear.
Right.
Like, it's like, it's like, all right, let's do this. We walk. And we're near the food. Like, I would think they would be.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, Gator
that's,
World.
Jesus.
Wild.
That's
oh my
crazy.
Wild. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wayne, thank you so much for being here.
Great stories.
Love it.
And I told you it was stories.
No, that's good.
We love
that's
that.
Great.
But
yeah.
It was your vibe. Is this close to what you wanted? Is this
nope,
like...
it's all wrong.
It's wrong.
We won't be able to use any of this, but it's been fun.
Oh, okay.
No, we are very... we won't be able to use any of this.
Not usable, but hey, we had a good time.
Thanks for coming anyway.
We're very loose. We just want someone to talk about something that happened in their lives. That's
just
funny.
Just come in and delight
yeah,
us.
That's it.
And then we know our audience
that's
will be
it.
Happy.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Well, I breathed in?
Yes.
Is that the correct
sure.
English? I breathed in a lot of DDT.
Yes.
It did, so.
Yeah.
You did.
And you got a comedy career out of it.
I know. I've never talked about that. It was just like.
That's amazing. That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Great stories.
And, we will be right back with What Did We Learn Today?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Danielle,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
Ready as I'll ever be.
In India, chai is not a flavor of tea, it is tea.
Right.
Chai literally translates to tea in Hindi. So when you were saying chai tea, you were basically saying tea tea.
Yes.
What we think of in America as this highly specialized beverage is in India simply the standard way of preparing tea.
Right, that's what I meant, that they just have the one way.
Yeah. Want to tailgate but also protect your status as a liberal elite? Ford F-150 Lightning all-electric pickup.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Get the Ford F-150 Lightning all-electric pickup.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
So now we know what to get. Now Chevy's just got to come out with one in case you're a Chevy person and not a Ford person because there is a feud.
Oh, is there?
And you know
is that going to be the next feud?
That's the
movie?
Next one.
Yeah.
Feud.
Ford
versus
Chevy.
You know what? I'm actually more interested in
it
that
might
one.
Might be more.
The U.S. has more than 500 species of poisonous plants with the ability to cause harm to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking plants, man. Always out to get us.
Yep.
Poison ivy usually has three broad tear-shaped leaves. It can grow as a climbing or low-spreading vine that sprawls through grass. It is found everywhere in the United States. It is found everywhere in the United States except Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh,
so you got to pick which one of those states you're going to move to.
Guess
I already
which
know.
One.
It often grows along rivers, lakefronts, and ocean beaches. Oh, I don't think about it going at
That's
ocean
weird.
Beaches.
Ocean beaches. First of all, I've never heard
ocean
beaches.
It's like chai tea.
It's like exactly. It's like chai tea.
Poison oak has leaves that look like oak leaves and grow as a vine or a shrub. The plant can have three or more leaflets per group. It is most common in the western United States. Poison sumac has 7 to 13 leaflets per stem that are characterized by smooth surfaces and pointed tips. It is most often found in wooded, moist areas of the southern United States. And Garen, I know you just wanted me to say moist.
Ugh.
Hereditary is defined as determined by genetic factors and therefore able to be passed on from parents to their offspring or descendants.
Okay. So it's not really, I mean, yes, something genetic could be because of like how...
having brown eyes?
No, I was going to say how certain ethnic groups have like if you're Ashkenazi Jew,
like
you're
propensity
tested
for diseases.
Yeah, for certain disease. But it could also just mean your mom has hyperextended elbows, so you have hyperextended elbows.
Yes.
It's not necessarily about
being Eastern European.
Right.
Okay. We figured it out.
We did.
Whether it's poison ivy, English ivy, or Boston ivy, the berries of these plants can be highly toxic if eaten by mammals. Birds love these fruits, however, which makes ivy a popular garden plant for bird lovers. The berries of most ivy plants contain tiny sharp crystals that cause pain and swelling in the lips, face, tongue, and skin.
Ugh.
No thanks.
No sharp crystals.
You birds are wild.
They really are.
Idaho wants to bring back the firing squad.
Oh my God.
What the fuck, Idaho?
That's
I did not see that coming.
Wow.
They're one of, I think, many states that are trying to do that.
And just because it's more, forgive the pun, surefire?
Basically, well, you can go on to say they...
State House last week approved a bill that would allow the execution method as an alternative to lethal injections. Idaho has had trouble getting the drugs needed to kill inmates on its death row.
So it's easier to get bullets obviously.
Than to get medicine, right.
Plantation Florida's name comes from the previous part owner of the land, the Everglades Plantation Company, and their unsuccessful attempts to establish a rice plantation in the area.
Oh, they still may have wanted to rethink that name, even then.
You know who is probably going to work at that rice plantation?
Yeah.
We're not people who are going to be paid a fair and equitable wage,
right,
and not be treated well. So let's still rethink that, right? Human health effects from DDT at low environmental doses are unknown. Following exposure to high doses, human symptoms can include vomiting, tremors, or shakiness, and seizures. Laboratory animal studies show DDT exposure can affect the liver and reproduction.
Oh.
So, you know.
But probably no one has, I don't know, unless there are human studies that people who were, you know, work in those fields have had those problems.
And also... So many people who die of cancer or
you can't trace it.
It's hard to say what caused, it was like, well, I did, ride my bicycle behind DDT trucks.
Right, with my mouth open.
27 times in my childhood. We did learn a lot.
That was a big plate full of
info. Garen, you brought it.
I sure did.
You brought it, man.
Thanks, Garen.
Thanks for bringing it. Would we like to hear a letter?
Sure. Always like to hear from our listeners.
From a listener.
Your sweater and your phone kind of match each other today.
They really do.
Oh,
is your sweater from that thing?
It is.
Whose name I forget. I refuse to remember.
We don't need to give them any. They're not giving us a sponsorship.
Your lending library of clothes?
My lending library of clothes. If they want to sponsor us, I'll say their name on air.
There
but
you go.
Until they do, they don't get any,
love
from us. So I'm going to read a letter from a listener named Federico. I'm not sharing the last name because I don't know if people want their last names.
But that's a great first name.
Isn't
Federico
it?
Is a great name.
I mean, I'm already a fan of this letter just for the last name. The first name.
Is it Frederico or Federico?
Federico.
Huh.
So cool.
I'd go by Rico.
Well.
But either way, it's cool.
Maybe at the end, we'll see. It says, I'm back on the HTS train.
Why were you off?
Well, let's find out. Hello. I'm not sure if I have a point or something, but here it goes. Guess what? We can relate. I started listening to the podcast because of NNF, never heard of that, and I really liked it. But when it got to the episode about grief, I stopped listening.
Oh.
I couldn't get myself to listen because at that time, my twin sister, but not identical, Melissa in Spanish, I might be saying that wrong, it might be Melissa. Melissa, in Spanish, was getting in and out of hospital because her cancer had reappeared. She had started having issues in May 2020, not the best time. At first, it was a lymphoma that was fixed with chemotherapy. Then a tumor was found, and in December, she had quite a big surgery, but it was successful. Through 2021, there was more chemo and recovery. By mid-2022, she was back at work, but by August or October, she was sadly ill again, and things didn't look good. So I kind of couldn't face the episode. I thought it might be about Andrew and just couldn't.
Mm.
Sadly, by January of this year, doctors confirmed that nothing could be done to fix things. Just make the time remaining as good as it could be. On July 21st, she passed away. Oh, Federico.
I'm so sorry. Oh my
That's,
God.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to lose a twin. I just think of my kids who usually like each other, but sometimes they don't. But I can't imagine one of them losing each other.
Of course.
So today the podcast kind of got back into my mind and I got back to the grief episode. It's weird to say, but it was great in a way. It was nice to hear Danielle and Christine talk openly and sincerely about it and different aspects of it. Also, as my parents are around their 70s, it felt good to hear you sharing your experience. So I guess this is me sharing mine maybe. It's weird. You get kind of a familiarity by hearing you often, so it feels kind of close. I don't want to seem like stalky. You don't. I'm sorry for both of your losses. Sorry if this is a rambling email, and also if at any point I'm being blunt or rude, English is my second language. Love to the three of you, and all the best of luck. Federico.
Oh, that's very sweet.
You're not being blunt or rude.
No, not at all.
It's really nice when people let us know that things are too intense for them. I would totally understand why Federico would want to take a break and just feel so much compassion for their loss.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about your sister. That's terrible.
And really love that you're listening again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, most of the episodes are fun and a distraction from the pains of life, hopefully.
We hope so. That's our whole goal, is to just make people feel good and happy and enjoy themselves like we do here. But yeah, we did tackle some tough stuff on that episode as we were dealing with some tough things in our life, and this also sounds really tough. So thank you for sharing your experience, Federico, and we're happy that you're back.
Yes, welcome back.
And thank you to all our listeners
Who
support us and send us likes and hearts and, you know, just
all that good stuff.
All the good stuff that we enjoy, and letters. We love getting letters, and we can't wait to make more episodes. So until next time.
Remain calm.